Every Friday, we hear a commentary from Coley Tangela on our world. He's president of Tangela Edutainment, where he uses theater, film, and new media for positive social change. He's an instructor and creator of the Positive Social Change Theater Performing Arts Program at Augusta Fells Savage Institute of Visual Arts High School. He was also an Open Society Fellow in 2010. And here's Tangela's take.
You know, for us African black folks, we thought we could be able to predict from the news whether a white or black person committed a crime by what the crime was. For example, if you heard about two people arrested for being a riotous mob by standing on a corner doing absolutely nothing, those people are black. Now, if you hear about a person chaining up their entire family in the basement, systematically murdering them, and eating the remains Hannibal Lecter style with brie cheese, then that would be a white person. Among us black people, the more sick and twisted the crime, the more likely the perp is white. However, like all stereotypes, this one is also not true. You can no more tell or predict the perpetrator of a crime based on their race than you can predict leadership ability based on a person's height. Yeah, that's a thing. Some people be trying to do that. Let's not get it twisted, because there have been lots of short people who have rocked this world like a boss. So predicting the race on who committed a crime by the crazy heinousness of it is oh so dead. Because black folks are reaching white people's homicidal insanity equality with what happened in Cleveland, Ohio. If you have been living under some non-information getting rock, Steve W. Stevens, an African black person, a brother, shot in the head and murdered a 74-year-old black elder. He randomly chose this African-American senior citizen to make his estranged girlfriend, the now infamously famous Joy Lane, feel guilty for breaking up with his insane self. He streamed this horrible deed live over Facebook. Years ago, if I had heard about this killing, I would have automatically assumed the person who had done this was some crazy behind white person. But not anymore, ladies and gentlemen. We have reached the promised land of equality and equity when it comes to crazy, insane behavior. I have been using the term crazy quite a bit, and I mean no offense for those who are struggling with mental illness. But I want to make a point. Simply by focusing on an individual's mental stability as to whether they committed a crime and not focusing on why people are mentally unstable. Could it be, perhaps, that people are resorting to more horrible and disgusting acts of violence because they are being made to feel that they are meaningless and have no purpose? Let's start focusing on the causes of violence, the causes of criminality, the social factors that we can control, like access to mental health care, removing the stigma of individuals who are in pain. Maybe if Mr. Stevens felt as though it would be accepted for a large, tall black man to walk into a mental health clinic, request counseling and therapy due to his grief and depression surrounding the breakup of a relationship that obviously meant something to him, he would not have resorted to seeking the acceptance and approval by hundreds of thousands of people through Facebook by committing these horrible crimes. We need to stop looking at individuals who are struggling with mental health issues as an anomaly, as happening occasionally. It's not everybody. Let me burst the bubble and stigma around mental health challenges. Everybody has struggled with their mental health at some point in their life. So it's time to stop ignoring our crazy cousin Hakeem and saying, oh, that's just crazy Hakeem. He acts like that sometimes. Well, it could be that so-called crazy Hakeem needs some attention, needs some help, needs someone to help him work through his problems. Although Hakeem may be crazy, he could be seeking the approval of his friends and followers through social media and may want to use you to blow up his likes and views. Let's remove the stigma surrounding mental health challenges and let's embrace one another and let's do what we can do to make this world a better place for all of us. I'm just saying that may sound a little crazy, but maybe some positive crazy, believing that we can make the world better may just be what we need. I'm Coley Tengela, and that's my take.
Thank you, Coley Tengela, for that commentary. You can hear Coley every Friday morning at 10 a.m. right here on The Mark Steiner Show. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producer is Mark Gunnery. Our producer is Imani Spence. Our research producer is Calvin Perry. Our production assistant is Nadia Ramlagan. Our engineer is Andrea Melton. And our intern is Morgan State senior Michael Dixon. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. If you send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. Podcast the Steiner Show and share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. For your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.